Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, welcome to Pulling the Music Apart. I'm Dave. I'm joined by my siblings, Nolia and Russell. As the name suggests, we're here to dissect and analyse music. This week's topics, songs you wouldn't believe it, turning 50, and famous two-chord songs. So I'll start. Songs turning 50, or I think of one straight away, one which turned 50 last year. Supertramp, Goodbye Stranger.
Wow. Half a century old.
And it still stands up today.
It's as fresh as the day it was written. Yeah. Amazing. That's a good one. I've got a good one.
Yeah.
And I love this one. I love this segment, actually. 50 years old. So this track was recorded a couple of years before it was used in the movie, which obviously made it even more famous, and that's Stayin' Alive, the Bee Gees, 1975.
Crikey.
I know. I think the movie came out in about 77.
Yeah.
And pure disco, yep, sure is. Resonates with the kids today. Everyone knows the song.
Yeah.
And it's half a century old.
God, it's the whole soundtrack really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still, I think it's used by paramedics when they're doing a resus on people. Doing that, they're pressed down on the chest. There's, if you can visualise me pumping someone's chest.
Rather not, but yeah.
How about you, Nolia?
Well, this is pretty close. This is Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
1976.
Yep. 49.
Everyone knows that song.
Actually, it's in its 50th year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just
timeless. Smack bang
on. It is. It's timeless. Everyone knows the words.
And the only people that don't know the song are dead people.
Yeah.
Or people that haven't been born yet.
Maybe.
Yeah. And it's a 6-minute-plus song, which doesn't get boring as well.
Yep. That's right.
And they use 69 in the song, just a handy reference there.
Yeah.
Mm.
1969.
Yeah, okay, so on to the next one, famous two-chord song. So I'll start off, so I might be stealing the thunder here. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
right. Damn you, brother. I was actually thinking the same one.
Well, that's how significant is that? Yeah. It's such an obvious one.
Do you know what the chords are?
F and G.
What did you say to me?
F and G.
Don't be rude, yeah.
Okay, I'll jump right in here. Horse with no name.
America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Noel, can you think of another one now that David's stolen your thunder?
Yeah.
And me for that matter.
Unbelievably, Born in the USA.
Two chords.
Mm.
I wouldn't have picked that.
No, I wouldn't have picked that many, actually.
No, River.
Also in this episode, we're going to talk about long songs. So, Russell, can you think of a long song, which is not just long for the sake of being long, but it is a good song, and why?
I'll jump right in here. It's an obvious one. Bob Dylan, Hurricane.
Yeah.
Would there be about seven or eight verses, telling the story about Reuben Carter, the famous boxer who went down for murder after robbing a store, and Bob Dylan felt so strongly about him and believed he was innocent and wrote a song about his innocence.
Yeah.
Sadly for Bob, I think it was... And I think they proved that it was guilty.
Mm.
That's my understanding anyway. Mm. Yeah, it's a long song. It's a story. Great storyteller. An unusual man.
And it's not a repetitive song as well.
No.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Nolly? Have you got a long song come
Absolutely.
To mind?
Absolutely. Shine On Your Crazy Diamond.
Oh, ripper one.
Yeah.
And I think that song also has lots of meaning to it. Based on a previous band member, it was written as a tribute to Syd Barrett, who was known to be an extremely creative influence on the band, but was unfortunately too disruptive, so he was kicked out of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, the very first lyrics, remember when you were young, you shone like the sun, shine on your crazy diamond, you know.
And if you listen to those eight or nine parts, which I think takes up a whole album side, the whole track is a variation on a theme. And have you noticed you've still got that underlying groove?
Yep.
With all the different instruments, obviously like electronic instruments.
Yep.
And they wrap it all up at the end and make the beginning the end.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant piece of work. Good choice.
And David?
A long song I'm thinking of is Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like We Do, which is on Frampton Comes Alive.
Yep.
Look, many reasons I think it's a great song. Just the opening... work of the guitar. It's just such an instantly recognisable song.
Yep.
He uses the, what do you call
voice,
it?
Is the voice box?
The voice box or the talk box, whatever it is. And I think it would be unlikely Peter Frampton would do a concert without performing that one. He'd probably get kicked out of the establishment if he didn't perform it.
Would that have been the first ever artist to use the voice box?
God, it's the first one I can think of.
And Richie Sambora from John Bon Jovi did it.
Yeah, so did Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way.
Yeah, he did that in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah. But correct me if I'm wrong, you can always Google this one. I thought that he invented that device, which I think was actually taped onto his mic to give that robot effect in his voice. Through the guitar. Yeah.
The talking guitar. I love it.
Yeah.
It did talk, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
When I was a boy, when I first heard that, I actually thought that he was that clever of a guitarist who was actually making the guitar talk. I didn't realise he was forming the words with his mouth.
Mm.
Yeah, and I always thought he was saying something really rude, and as a kid I really liked it. I'm not going to say what I thought the line was, but it sounded like he was going to be, I want to something you. I really thought he was actually saying that. I forgot what it actually says, but because the misheard lyrics still stuck in my head. But that's another topic for another episode, misheard lyrics, isn't it?
Oh, rock the Casbah.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or want to leave a comment, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Pulling the Music Apart. Our next episode is almost ready, so please stay tuned and keep listening to the music. Thanks for tuning in.